Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, high alert after pandemic travel broke records over the Thanksgiving holiday. And with many Americans still on the move, health officials sounding the alarm over the new Omicron variant.
If you are not yet boosted, and certainly if you're not vaccinated yet, you need to go get the shot. There's never been a more urgent time.
International travel bans now taking effect in an emergency attempt to slow the spread. We're live with the very latest. Plus, Royal Rift, explosive details revealed in a new book on Prince William and Harry's falling out, including those controversial comments about race. We'll speak exclusively with the author live in studio. Then, Musical Monday, the legendary Rita Moreno is here to talk about her return to West Side Story in a brand new role, her legacy on Broadway, and turning 90. Plus, with only days to go before the premiere of Annie Live, a behind-the-scenes look ahead of the big night.
I never even thought I'd be here.
But look at you. You right? are.
It's a dream.
Today, November 29th, 2021.
On Jenny's birthday trip from Dallas, Texas.
1 month till my big day. Olivia's getting married.
Three generations from Austin, Texas.
Thank you to all my coworkers and hospital staff in Oklahoma City.
Hi to our teachers and friends.
In Richland County, South Carolina.
Today's my mom's birthday.
Hi to my four grandchildren in Pennsylvania.
We love you.
Happy 50th, Mom and Dad.
Kids right there. Monday morning, we're glad you're with us. Craig's got the morning off. Tom is here doing duty.
Nice to see you, Tom.
Great day. Great
fun?
Morning so
yeah.
far.
You forgot your Thanksgiving leftovers, right?
Yeah.
It's over. Some people hang on to them for one more day.
Put us on a campaign to make sure everyone doesn't eat really old turkey. Anyway, let's get right to your news at 8 o'clock. The U.S. and other countries are rolling out new travel bans to slow the spread of the Omicron COVID variant. The World Health Organization now warning that it poses a very high global risk. Today's senior international correspondent, Kirsten Simmons, joins us with the latest on all of it. Keir, good morning.
Hey, Savannah, good morning to you. The British calling an emergency meeting of G7 health ministers today as country after country, like the British, impose new tests and quarantining for travellers or even just close down their borders altogether. And get this, Savannah, the Australians were set to start reopening just this week. They've now put that on pause.
Chaos and closed borders, as the global rush to contain a virus mutation that's already spreading is leading to a stampede of airline passengers desperate to get home.
I want to get home to my husband and my kids now.
Earlier on today, Savannah talked to Dr. Ashish Jha about the new variant.
The worst case scenario would be if somehow this variant evades vaccines.
I think the chances that this variant will completely evade our vaccines, extremely unlikely. Like, it's really hard for me to imagine under what scenario that could be the case. So I think that our vaccines are going to hold up. The question is how much.
Israel, the first country to ban all foreigners over the Omicron variant for at least 2 weeks. This morning, Japan and Morocco also banning foreign arrivals. Over the weekend, new Omicron cases appearing from Africa to Australia, in Canada and across Europe.
Cannot enter the Netherlands.
Unhappy passengers on two flights from South Africa to the Netherlands were held for hours on their plane and at Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport.
The people are getting more and more upset and they want food and they're yelling a little bit.
61 testing positive, 16 of them have the Omicron variant. Now, a cascade of countries, including the US from this morning, imposing bans on 8 southern African states. South Africans, furious, punished, they say, for first identifying Omicron.
It's unfair, it's unjustified, it's abrupt.
The identification of Omicron.
South Africa's president saying Omicron is a wake-up call for global vaccine inequality. By one estimate, only 10% of Africans have at least one shot, allowing the virus to mutate and cause another international crisis. And Savannah, speaking to friends in Southern Africa this weekend, they really are angry. They feel like they haven't had international support for vaccines. Now they feel like they're being punished as the developed world moves to speeding up their booster campaign. But here in Europe, many countries have been really struggling. Honestly, this is the last thing they needed, Savannah.
All right, Keir Simmons in London for us. Thank you, Keir.
Nearly 3 years after actor Jussie Smollett reported that he was the victim of a hate crime, he will go on trial accused of staging the whole thing. Smollett has pleaded not guilty. NBC's Megan Fitzgerald is in Chicago with the very latest. Hey, Megan, good morning.
Hoda, good morning. Yeah, this long-delayed trial marks the latest chapter in this strange saga. The former Empire star claiming that he was the victim of a racist attack in downtown Chicago. But as his story came under scrutiny, it started to fall apart.
This was actor Jussie Smollett in 2019, celebrating after prosecutors made the controversial decision to drop criminal charges against him, instead ordering him to perform community service.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one.
That agreement later overruled after a special prosecutor reinvestigated the case and found abuse of discretion and operational failures by the Cook County State's attorney. In February 2020, a new grand jury indicted Smollett on 6 felony disorderly conduct charges for lying to police. The bizarre case began on a cold night in Chicago. Smollett told police he was coming home from Subway around 2 a.m. when he says two men attacked him while yelling racist and homophobic slurs, threw bleach on him, and put a noose around his neck.
Do you want to take it off or anything?
Yeah, I do. I just
But after putting hundreds of hours into investigating the case, police say Smollett's alleged attackers were two brothers from Nigeria that Smollett paid $3,500 to stage the attack. The Osundaro brothers have expressed regret for their part in the alleged scheme and are expected to testify for the prosecution. They have not been charged with a crime. Over the summer, Smollett's attorney accused the special prosecutor of political motives, writing in a statement, Mr. Smollett is innocent of these charges, and now we are focused on moving forward to trial.
Now, legal experts tell NBC News that Smollett faces a maximum of 3 years in prison if convicted, but it's more likely that he would be sentenced to probation because he does have a clean record. Now, court is expected to get underway at 9 o'clock local time here. It's expected to last 2 weeks, but cameras are not allowed in the courtroom. Hoda?
All right, Megan Fitzgerald. Megan, thank you.
All right, also this morning, we're remembering a man described as the titan of American musical theater by the New York Times. Stephen Sondheim, the legendary composer and lyricist, died on Friday at the age of 91. And yesterday, Broadway stars turned out to honor his remarkable life. NBC's Ann Thompson joins us now with more on the tributes pouring in. And good morning.
Good morning. Stephen Sondheim wrote about life as it was, not how he wanted it to be, and in doing so, changed American musical theater, creating a songbook of words and music lauded by stars and shower singers.
For Broadway, the best way to celebrate Stephen Sondheim was to sing. Lin-Manuel Miranda among the voices in New York's Times Square, near the theaters Sondheim loved and transformed.
I wanted to tell stories and write songs and make people laugh, cry, and have a good time and buy tickets.
And they did, to A Little Night Music, Folly, Sweeney Todd, Into the Woods, and Sunday in the Park with George. Actress Bernadette Peters thanking Sondheim for all the gifts he gave the world. Sentiments echoed by Paul McCartney, Hugh Jackman, Mel Brooks, and Barbara Streisand. Christine Baranski, who with Meryl Streep and Audra McDonald sang for Sondheim's 90th birthday, told Variety, "We all feel like orphans." Until the end, he was theater's biggest fan, attending revivals of his Assassins and Company. Portrayed on the big screen by Bradley Whitford in Tick, Tick, Boom.
John, Steve Sondheim here.
It is Sondheim himself on Jonathan Larson's voicemail. Encouragement, director Miranda said Sondheim gave generations of writers, repaying the debt to his mentor, legendary Broadway lyricist Oscar Hammerstein II. He pushed a then 25-year-old Sondheim to write the lyrics for West Side Story. Now Steven Spielberg's remade that movie. But it is in the theater, in that alchemy between actor and audience, where Sondheim will live forever.
I'd like to be remembered for the shows, that the shows will still be entertaining 100 years from now. They'll still have something to say.
At 91, Sondheim was still working, writing a new musical. And despite all the awards and celebrations of his work, Sondheim always felt he had more to write, more to say. And guys, how lucky we were to hear it.
Yeah, he said it'll live on for 100 years or more. Oh, it will. All of his work.
Well, especially also with the people he mentored. Yeah. You know, that legacy is incredible.
Jonathan Larson, Lin-Manuel Miranda. Amazing. I mean,
the way he took time for young playwrights and lyricists and musicians, it's incredible.
Thank you, Anne.
You're welcome, Anne. Coming up next, the author behind an explosive new book about the royals, their relationships, and the sources of several rifts inside the family, Christopher Anderson, is here with us for an exclusive live interview right after this.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back. The relationship between Britain's Prince William and Prince Harry has captivated the world for years, and now a bombshell new book is diving deeper into that relationship and the events that led Harry to break away from royal life.
It is called Brothers and Wives: Inside the Private Lives of William, Kate, Harry, and Meghan. The author, for Christopher Anderson, who's covered the British monarchy for a half a century, is with us exclusively.
We'll chat with him about the book, but first, NBC's Kelly Cobiella joins us from Buckingham Palace with more on the waves it is already creating across the pond. Hey, Kelly, morning.
That's right. Good morning to you. Yeah, the royal family pushing back hard against some of these explosive claims in this new book, a spokesperson for Prince Charles calling them fiction. This morning, another bombshell for the royal family. The new book, Brothers and Wives, claiming Prince Charles asked about the skin color of son Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's future children on the day of their engagement over breakfast with his wife Camilla. Charles allegedly asking, "What do you suppose their children's complexion might be?" An innocent conversation, the book's author says, that was twisted into something toxic by royal advisors and shared with Harry and Meghan. A spokesman for Prince Charles telling the New York Post, "This is fiction and not worth further comment." Meghan and Harry accusing the royal family of racism in their tell-all interview with Oprah earlier this year. The couple adding they'd never reveal who said it, but later clarifying it wasn't the Queen or Prince Philip. At the time, the Queen said the allegations were taken very seriously and would be addressed privately. Prince William, just days later, publicly defended the royals.
Is the royal family a racist family, sir?
No, we're very much not a racist family.
The book's author, Christopher Anderson, has covered the royal family for decades, and his publisher says he has multiple sources for all of his reporting. In the book, he describes William's concerns about Harry rushing to the altar, saying William's advice to Harry was, "Take whatever time you need to really get to know this girl." Harry's alleged reaction, "Who the hell do you think you are, brother?" The author says the situation became more strained in December 2019, after Harry and Meghan chose to spend the Christmas holiday in Canada, and that before the Queen recorded her traditional Christmas message, she asked that a portrait of Harry, Meghan, and Archie be removed. The book claims William was shocked when he realized the photo was gone and told Kate Harry would be terribly upset. It also cites an unnamed confidant of Harry's as saying that Harry felt as if he, Meghan, and Archie were being erased from the family. A spokesperson for the Queen told the New York Post, "We don't comment on books of this kind, as to do so risks giving it some form of authority or credibility." We also reached out to Prince William and Prince Harry's spokespeople. So far, guys, no comment from either of them.
All right, Kelly, thank you. We want to welcome in the author of Brothers and Wives, Christopher Anderson. Good morning to you.
Great to be here.
We might as well start right there because the palace has gone out of its way to say either it's fiction or they won't dignify it because it's not based in reality. What do you say to that?
You know, first of all, I have to say it sort of horrifies me that I've been covering the family for 50 years. I mean, I went to the Silver Jubilee of the Queen when she was in her 25th anniversary on the throne and covered that. I ran People's... Buell Magazine's Royals coverage for through the 70s and the 80s. So my sources are solid. I've had them for decades and tended to them very carefully. So whatever is in the book, there are multiple sources for this. I think their response is predictable, but I don't think they know what the book specifically, I doubt if they've looked at what's in the book itself, because what I'm saying is that on the morning that the engagement of William of Harry and Meghan was announced, in a very kind of benign way, Prince Charles, you know, started to muse on what their future grandchildren might look like. I mean, here's this beautiful biracial American woman and the world's most famous redhead. Mm-hmm. I'm a grandfather. Of course, we all do this, you know, you speculate on that. But it was turned into something very toxic. It was weaponized, really, by the men in gray who run the palace organization.
But basically saying Charles was the one who said it was kind of the big revelation. It was Charles who said it.
Right. And I think, and unfortunately, by the time it got to Harry, that's the way he took it.
Why would the men in gray, that's who you describe, these sort of courtiers and bureaucrats and people who actually run the royal family. Why would they want to do that? Yeah. Why do they, like, bring us inside. Why would you stir the pot? Why would you spread a falsehood,
because
as you claim?
Because these three factions, people don't realize, it's not a unified entity there. You have the various, you know, teams for the Cambridges, for the Sussexes, for the Queen, for Prince Charles and Camilla. And they're all in competition behind the scenes and constantly pulling the rug out from each other and constantly leaking information. And so it's a very toxic environment. Somebody has described them as a nest of vipers, and I don't think that's really
wrong. Let's talk about that scene in 2019 when the Queen was giving her holiday address. She's sitting at this table, and there are pictures of all the kids and grandkids. Yeah. And she, according to your book, basically says something like about the picture of Harry, Meghan, and Archie, "Oh, that one, I suppose we don't need that one."
That's right. They were in the.
It seems petty for her. Like, it seems like a strange thing.
But you know, yes, she loves all of her children and grandchildren. There's no doubt about that. But when it comes to the firm, as they call the royal family, she is all business. That's why, you know, she wouldn't allow Harry and Meghan to remain as kind of part-time royals on the terms that they wanted. That one gesture, however, you know, William knew it would hurt Harry. And it did. Harry did feel as if he was being erased, according to a friend of his, was being erased slowly from the family. That was quite the signal the Queen was sending.
Can we return briefly to this comment that you say got kind of twisted out of proportion?
Yeah.
Meghan mentions it, this comment, in that interview with Oprah. Mm-hmm. When she's talking about it, she's saying it's when she was pregnant. You report that this comment, which started innocuously, according to your reporting, was the day of their engagement. So was she talking about something else, or do you believe she was describing this comment that you now say was from Prince Charles?
Well, actually, in that interview, she does say it was much earlier than her pregnancy. It was before their marriage, and I believe she is referring to this particular remark.
The more you hear about this, the less you think that those two brothers will ever be able to be together again.
Isn't it? Well, I mean, I think about what Diana would have thought. I mean, here's a woman who, you know, she said... I'm raising them to be prepared for this. I don't want them to be hurt the way I was. Well, of course, they are being hurt. There was nothing she could really do to shield them because that whole heir and the spare dynamic pits one brother against another.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because I think the perception up until this whole, you know, Megxit thing was that the brothers were very, very close.
Yes.
You know, but you report in the book that this rift between them actually started much younger, when they were toddlers.
Well, I have a poignant photo in the book where, you know, Harry's first day of school, and he arrives and he sticks out his hand to greet the teacher, and the teacher reaches right over him, the headmistress, and to shake William's hand and Charles' hand. I mean, he always knew that he was second best and would be for the rest of his life in William's shadow.
Well, Christopher, thank you so much. We appreciate you coming to see us. We should mention Brothers and Sisters. Brothers and Wives is out tomorrow. Brothers
Sisters is a sequel.
Yes, yes.
Thank you very much. We'll turn now to the weather. Mr. Roker, what you got?
Hey, guys. Well, we're looking at some more rain moving into the Pacific Northwest. Some record warmth in the midsection of the country. Sunny skies through the Southwest. The snow showers with this quick clipper coming right across the Great Lakes. No big problem. Sunny skies down through the Gulf, Florida, all the way to Mid-Atlantic and in Northeast and New England. Got us a legend, guys! Yeah!
We need to stand. We need to stand.
Yeah, 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 seriously. Standing up, standing up.
She's here.
Nina Moreno.
Yeah. Yes.
Otra, otra. Woo!
She is a legend of screen, of Broadway, of Hollywood. Rita Moreno, and she's in our presence. We're so grateful.
Yes.
We'll talk to her coming up right after this.
Yes!
Yes!
We are back. It is 8:30. It's a Monday morning. We got a big crowd, man. We are pumped up, guys. We got a real busy half hour. And Savannah and I are bursting, and Tom's bursting, and Al's bursting. The legendary Rita Moreno is here, y'all.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to talk about her legendary career, her return to West Side Story in the new Steven Spielberg movie, and a lot more.
I don't know if we're going to be able to get through it.
We're like slobbering all over
her.
We're going to gawk. That's going to be our interview.
We love you, Rita. Speaking of musicals, guys, we're going to take you to the set of Annie Live, another all-star cast taking on a classic story with a modern twist.
All right. Plus, it is Cyber Monday, and Jill Martin is here to launch an epic week. That's right, a week of holiday shopping, five full days of gift ideas and epic savings, steals and deals style, you know it.
It's going to be huge. And coming up in the third hour, we've got Modern Family star Julie Bowen live in house. She'll be in Studio 1A talking about her new movie that is a throwback to the 1990s.
And then get ready for tomorrow on Today because...
What?
Our dear friend Kathy Lee.
No.
Right here.
Yes, dear. Wow. She's coming back to her old stomping grounds. First time since the pandemic. She's been working on something very close to her heart. It's perfectly timed for the holidays. She's going to have a lot to talk about. She's got two kids that are married. She's got a lot going on. Okay.
KLG right here in our
in the
studio.
House.
I'm excited.
Yes, indeed.
Get the shard ready. Little Chardonnay for
right.
KLG.
Get it on ice.
Let's get a check
the
of the
shard.
Weather, Al.
A little bit of that gift wine.
Little buttery shard.
There you go. All right. Let's look at the week ahead, show you what we've got. We're looking at sunshine up and down the eastern seaboard to begin the week. Record highs out west. We get into the midweek period, and we are going to be looking at a little light snow from the Great Lakes into northern New England. Plenty of warmth down through the Gulf, staying dry in the west. Rain continuing in the Pacific Northwest. Toward the end of the week, we are looking at more snow around the Great Lakes, northern plains, warm and dry out west. Bright skies throughout much of the rest of the country. Hey, how excited are we, huh?
Coming up, you guys, a true icon. Rita Moreno.
Rita!
Rita!
1A. She's going to share her legendary stories from her incredible career in the new West Side Story role created just for her. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Welcome back. Rita Moreno is the definition of a superstar. She's an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony winner. She first lit up the big screen in West Side Story 60 years ago.
Guys, she is now returning in Steven Spielberg's reimagining of the iconic love story as a new character, Valentina.
With a new color hair.
With a new color hair, taking the place of Doc, the corner store owner. Valentina steps in to offer a love-struck Tony some advice. Let's take a look.
What's forever? Like... I want to be with you forever.
You don't want to start maybe with I'd like to take you out to coffee?
No. Come on.
I want to take you to a shop full of nuts for a cream cheese sandwich on a raisin bread.
This ain't casual like that.
Whoa.
Rita Moreno, we are so overjoyed. I mean, looking at that scene, what did it feel like to be back?
Unbelievable. But you know what was really eerie?
What?
Almost creepy, the scene in the drugstore in the candy store, where Anita almost gets raped by the jet, to suddenly come in and do Doc's part in a way to say stop it.
Wow!
I mean that was, and then I'm looking into the face of another Anita. It was. I can't tell you how strange that was.
It's profound.
And it never stopped being strange. I could not get myself. I kept saying, but that's. That's not me.
Marina, it's incredible because it's 60 years since the original West Side Story film.
How many?
60. I know. Well, first of all, we could do an entire segment on your beauty because you're incredible. But we want to talk about
all your
talents.
I'm going to be 90 in a week.
I can't believe it. And I hear you throw a good party, too. Not only do you come back and do West Side Story, it's Steven Spielberg. He creates this role for you, but you are executive producer.
Tony Kushner created the role.
Okay, yeah. Tony Kushner,
let's
the writer.
Get this straight.
Yes.
That's right. He said, instead of Doc, why don't we have Rita Moreno play Valentina, which I think is such a beautiful name.
But the trajectory of like how far Hollywood has come, how far you've come, I mean, does it sink in?
Executive producer, how about that?
Yes.
I mean, it's ironic and delicious, and there's something mischievous about it. Yeah. And there was something really kind of really bittersweet about meeting my Anita.
What was that like?
That was, she was very, very nervous, Ariana.
Yeah.
And I took her to lunch the very first day we were there. I was there. We were just still rehearsing, and we were doing costume fit. I mean, look at her. Isn't she gorgeous?
Amazing.
Ariana DeBose,
And that she's Afro-Latina, I think, is really meaningful. And before this time is up, because I know how quickly time passes, it's important to make a note of the fact that Kushner and Spielberg made a huge deal of the fact that every person playing a Latino had to be a Latino.
Yeah.
And they did something insanely brave and almost haphazard. They went to the University of Puerto Rico and did a panel twice on what was great about the movie originally and what was not.
Oh, wow.
Because they told them, they said, well, you know, some people were not thrilled about it. You know, they forgave Rita Moreno, but they were not forgiving about the movie at the time. Well, you know, a lot of us have very dark makeup on, and we are all colors in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
We are colors because of the Spanish were there, the Dutch were there, the French were there. And so we are this color, and we are coal black.
Mm-hmm.
And it meant a great deal to Stephen to get this right, and to Tony Kushner to get this right, at the very least.
Well, Rita,
and they did.
What do you think of the movie?
I love it.
You do?
Okay, I just heard Steven Spielberg exhale in relief.
Yeah. He did. Yes. As a matter of fact, he did. Because when I went to see it the first time, he was apparently until he was pretty nervous.
Yeah, I bet.
And you'll love America. The number America, because I know ours is so iconic. When I say ours, it's so iconic.
It is. And you sing in this as well.
I didn't expect that.
Yes.
Did not expect it. When I saw that in the script, I was like, I could not believe it. But that's Tony Kushner. He comes up with the damnedest ideas.
I just find so much of your career so incredibly fascinating. You talked about the moment that may have been the moment you won the Oscar, that you remember from this scene in West Side Story.
Yeah.
And it so moved and struck me, and I was unaware of this story, but we have a minute, will you tell
that? Which story is it?
Well, the story you were talking about when you were in a group of men and they were assaulting
you. Oh, and they were
you.
Almost going to rape, assault Anita. And they're calling me terrible names like Pig and Bernardo's Tramp. Yeah. And they're messing with me, and they're throwing me on the ground. They're pulling up my skirt. And you always think that your wounds are healed.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently these wounds were not. And I just suddenly started to cry, and I couldn't stop. I could not stop crying. I went to the candy store counter and put my head down, and I couldn't stop crying.
Yeah.
It just brought up all of the terrible things that have happened to me in my life. You know, where I was called dreadful names by all kinds of kids. And in fact, Robert Wise, who was directing, had to just say, okay, let's do an early lunch, and Rita, go to your dressing room and, you know.
And there was a line there that you said at the end when you wanted it all to stop, when you wanted them to quit. And that was the line that you talked about. You said that it was just, you know, you said, that's enough, like, stop.
What?
Something like that.
In that scene?
Yeah. What did you say at the very end? Like,
I don't want to give it away, but talk about Anita.
Yeah.
I mean, about Maria.
Yeah.
and I tell them something that's absolutely not true. Yeah. But I'm so angry and so hurt, and it's like an animal hurt.
Yeah.
But I still feel that. Here's the interesting thing. There are certain things you never get over.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. I have wounds that are really still rather, I'm touchy. Mm-hmm. And I will cry. Mm. I will cry. I had an experience a couple of years ago where I thought all of that was over with. Mm-hmm. And suddenly I was reminded that I was Puerto Rican and that was not a good thing to be by an institution. Yeah. Wow. And I can't mention, but I don't want to.
Wow. Well, you have an incredible, incredibly beautiful life. And this right here, this moment that we're about to see you on screen again is going to really just take people's breaths away.
I am beyond excited.
We're so grateful.
We are.
Yeah. We want to say thank you, Rita Moreno. You are incredible. You're so captivating.
Yes.
They say don't meet your idols, but I say
yes.
In this case
I
you
say
should
yes.
Because you are really incredible, and we're just so honored by your presence. Thank
Rita,
you.
Thank you so,
oh,
so much.
Oh, my goodness.
We adore you.
And
you're
West Side Story, which I get to go to the premiere
you're
tonight.
Going.
So I'll wave to you. It's tonight, yeah. And we
tonight
get to see gonna it.
We're going to see Steven Spielberg. You are going to be Polex.
Oh, I can't wait.
Isn't it nice? I feel very confident in saying that you are going to be stunned.
Oh,
and by the way, the sets are unreal.
Wow. Oh, I can't wait. And now everyone can see it. It hits theaters December 10th. So
Rita,
thank you so much.
Rita,
what a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
I'm
appreciate
thrilled.
You.
I'm so happy.
Yay.
We told you we were going to gush all over you. Sorry. Normally we're more professional. Coming up, not really though. Coming up next, Jill Martin is ready to kick off an entire week of holiday steals and deals, your ultimate gift guide covering everyone on your list.
Any shoes?
Rita wants shoes.
We got them. We got them for you.
But first, this is Today on NBC.
Rita. It is 8:45. We're back with very special steals and deals.
Jill Martin's going to kick off our ultimate holiday gift guide. 5 full days of bargains. Everything you're about to see is over 80% off. Jill, we got a boogie because we were fangirling over Rita.
Yeah. I know. You said kick off. I don't have shoes, but she liked my dress, so my life is made. Okay. So now this week we're giving you all the gifts, and then I'm done. You're rid of me, so everybody could cross off their list, get everything home in time,
and
be done.
And will it ship in
time? It will ship.
Okay.
So let's start with the Mila crossbody bag, always popular. The retail $5.98. Now it could be worn as a crossbody or a shoulder bag. Mm-hmm. What I like about this, and I know you will too, is the drop on it has padding, and it's a long drop, meaning if you're wearing a puffy jacket, you're not like struggling to get it on.
Yes, good idea.
Comes in luxurious leather or suede. Everything has a place. Great organization inside. Check out today.com. The retail, $5.98. The deal, $89. That's 85% off. Everything's been selling out, so I'm giving you my warning, and we will restock for the rest West Coast.
Oh, good.
Okay. The CZ Kenneth J. Lane jewelry, the retail, $80 to $229. Nobody will know, literally nobody, and if they do, you shouldn't be friends with them because these look totally real
sure
to me.
Do.
You could do a tennis bracelet, which is super on trend. I layered that up. You could do studs, hoops, check out all the options.
Cute.
I mean, look how beautiful this is.
Yeah, beautiful.
Just
bling,
simple.
Bling.
I know, and even when you layer, like in your ear, you have a lot going on, you could put different things to get that look.
Those
ooh, fun, look at those.
Or you know who would like that?
Craig needs this for his
Craig
ear.
Does.
Look at this. I told him he needs to bling it up.
The retail, $80 to $229. The deal, $15 to $34, up to 85% off. What a beautiful stocking stuffer. Okay. Always popular, and we save them for this week. The triple barrel waver and the Air Force blow dryer from Adagio. The retail, $269 to $399. Now, what this will do,
waver.
It'll give you those beach waves. You know how the other day you wore your hair and it had a little bit?
Like,
this
I don't
is
even
a,
remember
Kelly
this morning.
Can, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you did the other day because I saw it. And so it'll give you those instant beach waves.
Yeah. So cool.
Or a speed-up blow dry.
And it's lightweight.
That'd
be a good travel blow dryer, too, because
it's
not so big.
And you know what? It doesn't give you that much heat, so it will not burn your hair.
Okay.
You can check out today.com for all the styles. The retail, $269 to $399. The deal, $49 to $59, up to 85%
off. Is this just necessary?
Yes, it comes with
this.
It. Yes,
okay.
I should say it's necessary, but I do not use it, with just a full disclosure. Okay, the Trust MD 24-Karat Gold Skincare Trio, the retail, $296. This is always super popular because it's anything you say is filled with gold, but there's actually a purpose. It's great for the winter months. It has 24-karat gold and peptide face serum, gold rejuvenating face cream, and a gold body oil. So this is giving someone a new regime, a new sort of like habitual.
You get all three in the set?
You get everything in the set. So just throw a bow on it. The retail. Love. $296, the deal, 84% off. And it gives you that little shimmer, which we can use that. It's freezing. All right, the True Buds Air Wireless Earbuds with charging case by Gaba Goods. Self-explanatory, this always, always goes. The retail's $109.99. 12 hours of total playtime when fully charged, the brand says. It charges in less than an hour with LED digital battery display case. So you know how much you have. The retail, $109.99.
What is it, Jill?
The deal,
$21.81.
Wow. It's not shoes, but... And no, last up, this always flies. The Aduro Power-Up Shine Wireless USB Backup Battery. Who doesn't need a backup battery? Retail, $99.99. Dual USB ports and wireless charging technology. You could charge up to three different devices at the same time. So you're not, like, struggling with wires and chargers.
So smart.
Retail, $99.99. The deal, $19. That gets you into Secret Santa World. That's 81% off. Yeah. You know what? It's, like, under $25. Yeah, that gets you in. You can pay it.
You're
like, I got it on Steals and Deals. Yeah. All right. That wraps up my Cyber Monday gift guide, the items, the Mila crossbody handbags, the CZ by Kenneth J. Lane jewelry, the waver and blow dryer from Adagio, the Trust MD skincare trio, the wireless earbuds by Gaba Goods, and the Adora wireless USB backup battery. And a reminder, Today works with affiliate partners and may earn a commission made on purchases through today.com or our QR code.
Hey, Jill, I love your dress.
We did it.
Okay. We'll see you back here tomorrow, by the way. Gift guide for all the women on our list. And again, to shop, scan the QR code Steals to the number below or head to today.com/deals.
Coming up next, we're going to visit the set and catch up with the stars of Annie Live. But first, this is Today on NBC.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right, welcome back. It is time for Pop Star, and for that, we've got Joe Fryer in for Carson.
Hey there, good to be here. All right, so first up, we have something great for you, and that is Annie. NBC's next live musical is coming your way on Thursday night. Before the big show, we got to visit the set and sit down with its stars.
It's only a few days away. The young star of Annie Live, Selena Smith, is never without a smile.
I don't even know how to act. I'm just like, I'm like bouncing up and down the walls.
I think it's fair to say this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, isn't
it? Yeah, I never even thought I'd be here.
But look at you, are.
It's a dream.
When you found out you got picked after this nationwide search, what was that like for you?
But I was just so, it felt like a weight had just been lifted off of my shoulder, and I was so happy. You could have swore there was a kangaroo in the house. I was just like hopping everywhere and just, I was screaming. I was just acting a fool, a blubbering idiot.
In this version of Annie, the orphan's hard knock life will come courtesy of Taraji P. Henson, cast as Miss Hannigan.
She's the villain that you love to hate. She's quirky. For me, she's the total opposite of who I am. We really don't have much in common. I love kids. It's a role that I get to lose myself in. You know, I get to have so much fun with her.
It's a role that was made iconic, of course, by Carol Burnett back in the 1982 movie.
For me, it's life full circle because I really love Carol Burnett. I studied her. She kept me out of a lot of mischief when I was growing up. I just hope I make her proud.
You think she'll be watching?
I hope so. I'm sending her flowers and I'm sending her everything to sit back and enjoy the show.
How did she keep you out of mischief?
Watching her. I would rather watch her or Lucille Ball than go outside and play with my friends. I was studying her. This was before I even knew I wanted to act. She just did it for me. She made me laugh. She was more than a star to me. My mother raised me. definitely kept me out of mischief, but she had Carol Burnett's help. And the entire cast of the Carol Burnett Show.
We got a taste of what's to come when the cast performed at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and Selena belted out her version.
Oh, it's such an easy song to sing because it's such a comforting one, so.
And she has the pipes.
Do you give it your own little twist?
I try. I always try to like add a little bit like a run or something in there, but you know, sometimes you can't do that.
Castmates say bet your bottom dollar, Selena will steal the show.
I'm tired of talking about it. I just want you to see the talent of this great young woman here because she'll be around for a long time. We're watching her grow as a star right before our very eyes. Get used to it.
What do you think when you hear that?
I don't even know how to feel.
Just accept it.
I might as well, because it's
accept
happening.
Accept it.
It is.
Exactly.
Don't miss Annie Live this Thursday night, 8, 7 Central, right here on NBC.
Harry Connick was at the parade and sang too, and he could just not stop talking about little Selena Smith. That, he said she's amazing, so I guess she's hearing it from everybody, and that's Thursday night, right?
Thursday night.
Yep. All right.
Right here.
Coming up. Guys, coming up on Hoda and Jenna, Brooke Shields on her new holiday movie and her favorite traditions of the season.
Next on the third hour, Vanessa Lachey serving up a festive brunch.
We'll be right back after this.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.